We are in Simin Shin Chav Beis. We're up to Siv Dalet, and we'll be doing Dalet and Hay. Ochlei behema ein behem mishum tikun kli. Something that's roy la achila is called a food, and there's no iser of tikun mona on it. What does that mean? Lefikach mutar liktom afilu besaken kasho tevin v'lachtes boshinav. If you have straw or hay, so it's Michael behema. You want to use it as a toothpick, so you break off a piece. That's mutter. Because it's already machal behema. There's no malach in it. Avol. Kisim she'ina ochal behema. How about a splinter off a piece of wood that you would like to use as a toothpick? Afilo little but kadelachos shinav aser. You couldn't even use it as a toothpick because it doesn't have a shein machal. So it's called eino min hamuchen, so it is mukta. Not only that, but the halacha would be that if you break it the size there, you would be over because of mechatech, and we'll see that soon. If you actually break it by hand, it's aser midrabanan, and with a keli, it's aser midaraisa. Mishnah Berurah talks about a case where you need your toothpick because of kavod abrius. Meaning you have food stuck between your teeth, and it looks terrible. So if you could have prepared toothpicks before Shabbos and didn't, then he asers. Whereas if you couldn't have, for example, your teeth, you didn't know that your teeth were going to be like that, and it only happened on Shabbos, so there he says, it would be mutter to break it or a bonon because of kavod abrius. So you can actually use a toothpick which is mukta, or you can break it with a shinui, such as with your hand. You can actually break it off a piece of wood. Sifhei mutter letaltel atzei besamim lahariach behem. You are allowed to carry fragrant woods and for the sake of smelling. Ulahonif behem lachola. They used to wave it in front of someone that was ill. Let's say it lost its fragrance. You can go and rub it. You can roll it in your fingers so that it will get its taste back. It'll get its fragrance back. Echad koshim ve'echad rakim. Whether it's soft, whether it's hard. Now the halacha is the Mishnah Berurah says that you're even allowed to break it to get it to smell where you break it, but you couldn't break it for the sake of making a toothpick because that's cutting to size. That would be a machatech. To put it in clothing with the yasser because of molded reich bebegadim. Here the Mishnah Berurah concludes with the halachas of mechatech, and he says any object that is cut to size is mechatech. In food there is no mechatech, so you're allowed to cut to size your challah. You don't have to worry about that. Anything that the normal way of cutting it is by hand, you'll be over the daraisa even by hand. And making a toothpick is a combination of a tikkun kli as well as mechatech, because you're cutting the wood to size.